Yes, and he actually was very interested. And if he called it to life, God said, no, that has a miracle, so they can make things and sort of get saved. I just had just a few hours. I wanted to go to the Indian school for experimental medicine that is in Kharagpur. I know the theater, they're from Kepler Industry. And I just love seeing that. I haven't seen it. I didn't have time, so. But we have, I think, plenty of scope in going distance, wider scale.
Yeah.
So I also published this little concept about what this all this lecture is about. So it said, announcing a worldwide lecture tour on the origins of life and matter. It said, sponsored by Bhaktivedanta Institute for Higher Studies. On this area, is behind this issue of the Grand Song Group. And I get a book series from the computer. And I also get the topics. Like you hear a little bit?
Yes.
The Bhaktivedanta Institute is a center for advanced studies and research in the Vedic scientific knowledge concerning the nature of consciousness and the self. This institute is the accreditation of the International Society for Consciousness and consists of audio scientists and scholars who have recognized the unique value of this divine race, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's teachings, who brought this consciousness to the West. The main purpose of the institute is to explore the implications of the very knowledge that appears in all Christian culture and to present these findings in courses, lectures with audiovisual aids, monographs, books in the quarterly journal of Satyajnana, etc. The institute presents more specifically modern science and other tools of knowledge in the light of the Western philosophy and tradition, providing a completely new perspective on reality quite different from that of modern educational systems. One reason for the increasing interest of the Western and young intellectuals in Srila's teachings is ultimately the growing awareness that in spite of their scientific and technological advancements, the real goal of human life has come out in this. The philosophy of Bhaktivedanta Institute begins from a totally different premise from that of modern science. The central doctrine of modern science is that all phenomena, including those of life and consciousness, can be fully explained and understood by the tools we measure alone. The dictum that life is a manifestation of matter is indeed the ultimate rationale for the entire civilization of material environment. The data, on the other hand, is that conscious life is original, fundamental, and eternal. This, in fact, is the sense of Bhagavad Gita, found in the service of the Buddha, across the room, the book today, Genesis. On this fundamental and critical point, modern science and Vedic knowledge find themselves opposed. The Bhaktivedanta Institute has therefore begun a worldwide lecture tour in order to bring this most fundamental knowledge to every continent. This institute is clearly demonstrating that the very person is not a matter simply of faith or belief, but is scientific in the strict sense of the term. Although many of the species may appear difficult to verify experimentally, others have direct implications concerning what we may expect to observe. Thus, this viewpoint should serve as a stimulating challenge to the truly scientific spirit to go beyond the very restrictive framework imposed on our scientific understanding of nature for the past 100 years. Modern science started as an experiment to see how far nature could be explained without invoking God. But the Bhaktivedanta Institute has come forward to introduce Vedic knowledge in a genuine new scientific basis for the first time in the history of this modern scientific age. The lecture series in the Indian subcontinent will start from September 1977 and last until February 1978. We request the scientists, scholars, and students to kindly participate in this most challenging educational program. To open up wide fields for fertile thought and meaningful study. Some of the topics are listed as follows. 1. What is life? What is matter? 2. Quantum theory and the laws of consciousness. 3. New scientific paradigm, laws beyond the laws of nature. 4. Demonstration by information theory and computer science that life cannot arise from matter. 5. Chemical evolution, a molecular fairy tale. 6. Genetic engineering and biomedical ethics. 7. Philosophy and psychology of science. 8. Paramatma and the process of acquiring knowledge. 9. Scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. 10. The origin of life and matter. For further information, please contact Western Headquarters, United States, Eastern Headquarters, Bombay, the Swiss Headquarters, Vrindavan. And I already got some very positive remarks just about from this people in Manipur. They invited us to take a center called Akram Babu Research Center in Manipur. So they invited us to for a speaking engagement. They wanted to take a printed form so they also published in the university. There's a Jawaharlal University in Manipur. And there's also some colleges, several colleges they already invited. Oh yeah, they're all... yeah, this was... yeah, I haven't mentioned it yet.
Did this article
come out yesterday? Yeah, this article came after. I have been heckled mentioned. It is for general remark.
So they've been issued?
Yes. And at some point, we are preparing a full brochure for this lecture series to make it color. So I already have the outline in Boston. So we are starting the announcing a lecture series, worldwide lecture series, the origin of life matter, sponsored by Bhaktivedanta Institute for Higher Studies, and the founder Sri Ramdas, Swami Prabhupada, and we have some colored pictures inside, and we will also synopsis the theme, the topics. We say chemical evolution, a molecular fairy tale. Then we have about 3 or 4 lines describing what the lecture series is about. And what is the main theme of the talk? And we also have photographs of 4 or 5 of us who are going to speak, and a little background of the candidate. And so it's going to make it very official. And also make it nice looking. Yes, so that it will be useful for making engagements. That we will do before we come here. It's already outlined. Yes, look at the sound. We look better in the program. We look better.